Let's begin with two more postscripts. You wouldn't believe, after we already started discussing it twice, how many emails I got just on the L'chaim, the clinking still. And each email, Bavarn says, I know we almost finished with the sugya, I just want to add. People are very fascinated by it. So let me reiterate, because I never know who's listening to what. The L'chaim is mutar lagamrei. As I mentioned last week, there are many rayas that it has been the minhag Yisrael, and it clearly is the minhag Yisrael. L'chaim. So people, that's on T. One person sent in, he was surprised by the discussion. He doesn't know why it was a Havamina. It's a Gemara in Shabbos. It says Rabbi Kiva used it by the Chasna for his own family members, which is correct. Let me explain what the Havamina was again, because according to the Gra, certainly, which we didn't see inside yet, but we need for this, the Gra by Shavuos, where he Aser is putting trees inside the shul, even though that was clearly the minig, because the Goyim started doing it. And he held that even if we were doing it first, if it's not a chiv, then if they do it in their practice, you can't do it anymore.
If it's not a chiv.
If it's not a chiv. If we shake luluv, which we do, and they start Palm Sunday, which they did, it doesn't ask a luluv. But putting in the trees, a remez, a sinai, but it wasn't a chiv, it was a minig. The Goyim holds us also. The Chayyadim passes like the Goyim, but Moshe passes like the Chayyadim. And the Goyim. Well, I'll document all this later. I'm ahead of myself, but you need the information for this Gemara. The Gemara here in Shabbos, Samach Zayin Abayis, the whole sugya, the whole Amud, starting from the previous time, talks about things that there was a shtarka havamina, it was darkei ameri, which means involved in kishuf and other funny things like that. And it would have been awesome. The Gemara gives you a list of things that we have a minig, it's not darkei ameri. On this list is l'chaim, which means it was a havamina that was. And the Gemara Taka ends off the parak. Chamra v'chai l'pum rabbanon ein bel mishum darkei ameri. That means the havamina was very stark that it was. The Gemara has to point it out that it's not. Maisa Rabbi Kiva shasa mishla b'noiv al kol kais v'kais shehevi amra chamra v'chai l'pum rabbanon. Gave all the tamidim and all the tamid chamim a bracha. Basically it was a l'chaim. That doesn't necessarily mean, certainly according to the Gra, that it would still be mutter today if post-Gemara, they started using an Avodah Zarah practice, which is after the Gemara Avodah Zarah wasn't as popular in certain areas, but it still continued. And therefore, that's why the question was brought up. Yaakov just came in. Maybe we should say, well, if it started being used over there, maybe we should ask it, the Gra would ask it if those are the facts. My comment was, I believe it's Mutar Lagamrei, because we don't have any proof that was one historian claiming that they were using it for the Avodah Zarah. I don't know how widespread it was, and I think, as I defended the shaking of the hands, which Paiskim were uncomfortable with, and certain Rosh Hashivas we described were uncomfortable that it came from a Goyish custom, I think it's mutter for the same reason, is that we're doing it because L'chaim makes sense in the context. One, it represents a siman bracha, it's a time to give a bracha, it's a time of simcha, you wish somebody to L'chaim over the wine, we're using a kosher bracha when we have other mitzvahs to make it more chashuv and make it a kosher bracha. It is a siman bracha. Shaking in the hands, again, you're saying hello to somebody, saying shalom aleichem. Why would somebody shake hands? Want to make a connection. Ah, the guy we're doing it more, we picked it up from them. Maybe that doesn't make it necessarily chukos ha'im l'aleichem. But that is, as I mentioned, the Sabbath Kedisha was not uneasy about this problem. So certainly, a havamina, halacha l'maaseh, the minig is, we say shalom aleichem, most people do shake hands. Certainly the minig is l'chaim. And that was Moscow last week. It's just a few people emailed in that, how can we ask for it's a minhag Yisrael? We mentioned that, and as this email pointed out, of course, it's a Farish of Gemara. The Havmina still would be, according to the Gra. It could become Aser, even if it was a minhag, if the Goyim started using it in their services. So that's something we have to contend with. When we get to the Shavuos component and the Shittas HaGra, probably in a few weeks from now, we're going to go over that in detail. The other medrash I wanted to bring down, which is what you asked about. We also said you heard something about Mises Beis Din, and I told you at the time, yes, it's because they used to have the strong wine, and they put in the drug, and they wanted him not to feel more than necessary, which is interesting. You want the guy to have a kapara. I guess dying is the kapara. And I always tell people there are only two places in Shas where it quotes Ahavta Recha Kamecha with an application. One is, you got to see your wife once before you get married, because you have to make after you get married. The other one is when we kill people. People always want to know, what's the Sada Shavuot? there's no Tzad HaShavuot. It happens to be the only two places in Shas. It's just funny. Every time I say those two, you know, it's, I started trying to say them separately. One's a Sugya Yedusha, one's a Sugya Sanhedrin. The reason the Rishonim say why there, it's a funny thing, only two applications, the answer is because the Ramban's Kasha is Kamecha isn't true because you don't love somebody as much as you love yourself because that's Keneged Din. So Ramban says the Guzma means you should love what you like for him as well, and Ramban gives the whole shot. It can only apply, according to this Gemara's Hedrin, really Achamisa, because Achamisa, he's now going to be dying. The question is how you kill him. See, he's already not Shava B'Shava with you. Whatever the case may be, when you kill somebody, it's very meduktuk. After the Re'echa Kamaicha. After Re'echa Kamaicha is, Gemara says this, why are you giving guys skila? Why throw him off a two-story building? Throw him off a 10-story building. He'll die quicker. Gemara says, not a good idea because Rachman Latzlan, the body will splatter all over the place and that's really a nivel and that's not a Haftu Re'echa Kamaicha. You would think there are stronger things to quote than Haftu Re'echa Kamaicha. Gemara says, no, Baro Lo Misa Yafeh. The Gemara says, why don't you throw him off a one-story building? He says, no, but then he won't die as quick. Everything is very measured. So this has to be a Maseira, because I would have said, don't give the guy strong wine and knock him out. He's not going to feel it. It's part of the kapar. Gemara says, you do. So this Medrash Tanhumo was what you were referring to. More than necessary. And then the major says, "V'chein shliach tzibur kishiyesh biyada kaisha kiddush shel avdalah." The Ashkenazic minig, by the Yekis, you're still doing it. I make kiddush and avdalah and shul. The old Ashkenazic minig. And notice how this major only says by kiddush and avdalah. Minig Yisrael has included it in every l'chaim. And in the brackets over here, it says, "Vu yare misam hamavish shelo yebakais." That's very interesting. Then we go back to the clinking again. I don't know, that must have been the in thing to poison people through cups of wine. I don't know, that must have. So a guy's written something, and we want to wish him l'chaim that the following drink should be l'chaim, not l'movis, rachmal islam, with the poison. It's in brackets. I don't know if there was a chalufa gear says, but it brings it down. Who aymer? Savri maravanan. He's starting with Zebra. Aymer akal l'chaim. Kalarma ke l'chaim yehei hakais. So Major brings it down from this idea there shouldn't be any misa associated with the Perlech Gemara Sanhedrin, and according to the brackets, there shouldn't be any poison in there, and nobody should be trying to kill him, which again, I find a little interesting, because that's reminiscent of the clinking with the Goyim, who were trying to, Middle Ages trying to knock off their enemies, or the people who were trying to, what? Pekudet. So that's a Medrash Tanhuma, and there are many, many other sources. So yes, again, not to be misquoted, Lach L'maisa, it's fine. It's the Minhag Yisrael, nothing wrong. We're just explaining why you can even discuss the issue if it became something fashionable in the Avodah Zarah services. And just a couple of hours ago, somebody sent in that, to run full circle, that he asked his father about the clinking, and his father mentioned he was by this Rebbe and that Tzaddik, and they did it. We already mentioned that as well. It was something that there are sources that you want to enjoy with all five senses, and this is the sound. And we said, what about the bracha? It's certainly, as I mentioned last week, the clinking gets me more nervous. If you have the minute, you could do it. If you don't, no reason to start. It's certainly not a chiv, and it's a little more suspect than l'chaim is. So that is a recap of that part of the sugya. Let's go back to page 6 in your handout. The 1 minute recap. We're going to jump back in now. We saw the Beis Yosef on Wednesday where Beis Yosef asked the Kasha, how can it be that when the Romans do, you're trying to mingle with the government to be able to have the Jewish lobbyists there to protect Klal Yisrael from the Gzeiros and be able to undo the Gzeiros? And the Beis Yosef gave two terutzim. Terutz number one is that it's long-term sakanas nefashis. Long-term meaning that even though it's not direct, and l'chayra kwenten adibid shita, if it's not right here in front of you, like the autopsy that's needed for investigation of a particular disease we're trying to get a handle on, it's not mutter, according to Rabbi Yehuda, if that's not the case, to violate any isser, nivul ames, not burying parts of the body. Well, chayra over here, it shouldn't be mutter to have somebody be over on chukas emles aleichu, because in 10 years from now, if he mingles enough, he might be there in the right spot to help rescind a gezeirah. So what's the answer? The answer is that long-term, so Constantius, and Rabbi Yehuda would agree, L'chaira, is mutter to try to bavarna, try to put yourself in a matzav, even though you have to be every serum to protect Klai Yisrael, if we know for sure it's going to come up. And unfortunately, in this long and bitter gullus, it always came up as a question of when, not a question of if. And that's the first tarets in the Beis Yosef. So basically, we're being makel on this is the Raisa, because we have to take care of Klai Yisrael and somebody can get hurt. Second tarets is different than Afkaminas, and that is comparison to Chol HaMoed, where the machlek is the chalamayid, hilchos chalamayid, the isurim is daraisa, durabanan, or the middle pshat, it's daraisa, but it's masal chachamim to figure out what's mutter, what's asr. What's asr according to Chazal becomes it is daraisa. What's mutter is mutter legamri, which is a fascinating idea. They also have some isurim durabanan there as well. Amir lakam is also chalamayid. So they designed it, and that became the din daraisa, which is a very unique concept which needs further hesber. We discussed it once for Chol HaMoed, but the Beis Yosef really says it over here, like Abi Chukah Sam. He said Chazal had to set the parameters, and they exempted the people doing hishtadlus for claw work, also in mind that if they don't do it, it could lead to danger, but Klal Yisrael needed it. It's not really focusing as much on the Sakhanas Tafashas part. They left those Yisurim out, so where the people in government could be Mekayim Chukah Sam L'Salechu, in the areas where they don't have to dress up when they're home, they don't have to dress up so much. The areas where it's not necessary, they didn't matter it. What I will show you now is, interestingly enough, the Taz only brings the second reason, which I thought was a more mechudishdik reason, and that is the comparison to Chol HaMoed. But before we get there, we're now actually going to see the Shulchan Aruch inside of Kuf Ayin Ches. I remind you, this fascinating sugya, which will take us, I see now, quite a few months, is one siman of Shulchan Aruch with many, many, many tshuvas and applications in the Achronim. So we're going to now, hopefully tonight, tomorrow night, see the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah, and we're going to touch upon the Bir Agra, and then we're going to start the tshuvas. Take a look on page 6, Sif Aleph, Kuf Ayin Ches. Mechaber says, "En holchem mechukas avik chachavim v'lamadam lehem." Now that you know some of the background, you see how these words are chosen and how complicated they are. Tuor b'shem Arama, v'lo yul b'shma b'shem yuchel lehem, v'lo yigadlo tzitzis roishoi, special herkel like the goyim, k'mo tzitzis roishon, v'lo yigalech, me'at stotu v'niyach hasar b'emsa. Mohawk Balaz, Valeya Galeach Sar, Bikeneg Eponomy, Ezin Lazen. They had another one where it started halfway in the back. Vianiach Pera, Valayivne. This one we haven't figured out yet. We saw this Lashon quoted from the Rambam already in the tour. This Rambam is not really understood by the Achronim, all the way down to Ramesha. I'm going to show you what the Taz here says, but we'll get to Ramesha's Shuba later. Valayivne, Bekaimis Kabinyan. You can't build buildings similar, free translation, but we're not sure what it means, similar to the large buildings that are used for massive assemblies of the tzibur, as the goyim do. The obvious question is this an architectural problem that you're copying a religious place of worship, a church? Well, that's a problem anyway. You don't need this Rambam. Is this a din? You can't make a building for an asif of many people. That's a goy shazach. Never heard of such a thing. It's a mitzvah to make big shuls and big areas, and you want to have a siyam hashas, 10,000 people, build a big building. We don't know of any such yisur. That's the problem. And Ramesha will deal with it. Take a look quickly at the Taz in Gimel, where he deals with it. Bekitzer, he raises the question. The Ravid raises the question. He quotes the Ravid. Kosovo zeh, Ravid, eini yedeya mahu. I don't know exactly what this yisur is. He has a number of possibilities. Im shalo yaset tzuris k'meishen eisen. Should you not make pictures on the buildings, or maybe a building in the shape of something? It's interesting. Stained glass windows are very common in churches. I don't know if all churches have them, but a lot of them do. Well, guess what? If you grew up in this country, a lot of shuls do also. And my guess is maybe Europe as well, or maybe they couldn't afford it. It's expensive stuff. It's not too common today because it's expensive and people probably don't like the look. They used to have pictures of the animals and lions and shvatim and all sorts of interesting things. And the question is, was that taken from the goyim, or is this nice artwork and there's no chukah saying? Because why do they do it in their house of worship? Because it looks nice and we do it in ours. The question is, how goyish did it look? The Menachos Yisrael was they used it. Rada, somebody called me. They stopped by the shul last week. We'll probably get to this later. And he called me, left me a message. He said, such a beautiful shul, everything, and gave all sorts of brachas, and I didn't know who it was, and he asked me to call him back. He said, yeah, he had one question, so I called him back, and he said he noticed in the front, right on top of the aron, there is a gorgeous engraving of the luchas, and the tops are round, He said, did I ever hear that that's not the correct way? I said, yeah, I heard of it. He said, can we change it? I said, no, we can't change it. That looks expensive. I wasn't the grada. They, Baruch Hashem at the shul, they asked me whatever the shayla, probably nobody thought it was a shayla. Had I been consulted, I probably would have said, make it square. The minute I learned, all the old shuls had them around. The taina is that it comes from Michelangelo. He wasn't Jewish, wasn't from, never learned in yeshiva, and had a wild imagination about horns coming out of people's foreheads and all sorts of things like that. So he probably did it for artsy look, and it probably looks more pronounced when you round off the top. There's quite a bit of a tumult in the contemporary Peskim, whether there's any makar for it or not. But just in terms of a psak, I told the person who called, who was genuinely concerned, I said, I happen to be, I agree with you. If I had a choice, I'd probably make him square. But it's not an Isra Hukosayim. I thought he was calling because he was listening to the shir. I said, you know, we're on that topic, sort of. He said, no, I didn't know that. He was just visiting. And I said, it's not Hukosayim because we're not copying the round top luchas that they have in the churches. But the churches don't have round top luchas. They don't have any luchas. It can't be, you can't be Isra Hukosayim when you're copying something that's only Jewish. By definition. So he kind of knows it's copying Michelangelo. I said, Michelangelo made a mistake. There's still people who think the eighth of the house is an apple. Okay, it's Amoratsis, but it's not Hukosayim. There's a difference between the two. So it's not Usher, and there are too many, not only shuls, Siddurim, Chumashim, printed, it's all over the place. I even think, does the art scroll Chumash have an imprint of Luchas in the front?
Square.
Square? Okay. Totally square, yeah. Square is more correct, by the way. I'm not arguing the point. I'm just saying, would you have to spend the tzvi? How much would it cost to square off those things? You were in the building committee, okay. So it's just, but it's not Hukosayim. It's a different problem, you know.
It's their book. They say, you know, we have the New Testament on top building.
But they're not saying that. They don't have it in any of their.
I'm saying the Old Testament, our version, the fact that you
sell it. It's wrong. See, Taina was bad chinuch. I said, the chinuch can't be too bad because I didn't even notice it till he called me. I daven here. I have a seat toward the front. I never even, that's why I can't see it maybe. Maybe it's too much toward the front. I don't even think I ever, maybe it's the second time I said, tell you the truth, I never even noticed it. And if you would have two designs in front of me, I'd probably pick the square. But it's not, you can't say it's usher because you can't say 99% of Klal Yisrael is doing something wrong. And even if he says napshat and chumash, I said, okay, it's napshat and chumash. Is there an isser to have a scene of something even though it's not meduktik if it's generally? Definitely not chukasayim. I'm just putting it out there. You certainly wouldn't have to spend mum and hektish $5,000 to change it. That's what? No, it's from some Amorites who's it's a sculpture and he did it wrong. It's not if somebody had a very fancy painting and had Moshe Rabbeinu with a horn in front, that I would tell him to change because that's insulting. That's not just not covered for Moshe Rabbeinu. This is not insulting. There is a Gemara, a Makar and Chazal, and it was square. It's not right. And lechatchil, if you're drawing it, draw it square. But the shayla is a very, very direct shayla over here. Should you spend thousands of dollars fixing it? The answer is, I'm not at all convinced. Okay, well, let's discuss it afterwards, but it's nothing to do with Chukasayim. So, the reason I got onto that is the Ravid is asking what it is and what the sister is. The choice number one is, Sholayas Etziris Kamei Shehem Eisin, whatever that means. Again, if it's copying a church, like why would you need the Rambam for that? Which is sort of what we're asking, and Ramesh is going to spell that out. Oshalo Yasim Simon. This is a totally different shot. I don't know how this fits into the words, to tell you the truth. The Rambam says, Lo Yivne Mekaymis Kebinyan Echelosh Avacham. We're talking about the structure or the things on the edifice. The second shot in the Ravid is, you shouldn't gather the people the way the Goyim gathered the people. I hear that as Chukosem Leslech. I don't know how it fits into the words. Ramesha is going to discuss the second option, and he's going to bring the primary example. There is something, and I always wondered before you learn this sugya. In yeshiva, there's an age-old minig, and the old yeshiva that had this, and they had this in Europe. There's something called a veker. A veker is a guy who has l'chaira, a very clumsy, archaic way of waking people up. And in Europe, at the shtetl, this is what it was. It was 4 a.m, and it came time to slichas. He used to take a stick and clang on each one of the shutters and go door to door. You didn't wake up for Vedas, whatever the lotion was. That's a very slow, cumbersome way of doing it. I have a much better idea. take a large bell and ring it, like really loud. They figure that out in camps. They're using a speaker system and they blare music and everybody says, it's asr, wake up to music, which it is. And the heter is that if you've ever in camp, you know the first thing you do when you hear that music, you start throwing pillows at the loudspeaker. No one's having any hana from that music. So that's not the problem for the Zeichel HaMikdash. So with that said, you still should say, well, then it's always mutter because I always jump out of bed slamming my snooze button. The answer is no. Most people want to make the music. I actually enjoy the music. The campers somehow never get into it. I didn't see one camper. I was in camp my whole life. Nobody started dancing on the top of their bed after they said Madani. Never happened yet. So that's the heter in camp. But no one's using a bell. So why are they using a stick and going door to door? So the answer is, Shlo yasin simen lakabit bar rabin gedera shem eisin. Alken yesh lo asa b'shem. And therefore the Torah says, you should ask both. Don't make the tzuris and don't gather people with a bell. Which is why you say, why do we think of that? The answer is, somebody got there first. There's always one guy who invented the wheel. And there's one guy who invented the Keurig machine, even though there are halachic problems with the tefillah. And there's one guy, why don't we get there first? After you invent it, everybody wonders.
But if it's something that works, which is not...
So that's what's interesting here. Is as I started the whole shiur saying, don't worry, we're not going to possibly asr everything, because if you're eating hot dogs, even though it's very American, or apple pie, it's not asr mitam chukasayim, because you're eating it the same reason they're eating it. Do you like it? It tastes good. So why are you using a bell? Because it's ridiculous to send around a guy with a stick banging on shoulders.
For that reason, if a guy invented indoor plumbing, then we should have plumbing.
Yes. So the answer is, the chilik is, and this is a very important chilik, as I mentioned at the beginning of this year, the Gro goes so far to say that even if we had the minig already, that's already a machlekes. Once they use it for gathering people in their service, we're much more nervous about it. And they don't use bells to gather people to town hall for a vote, let's say. There's a national vote for a president or something like that. That's not the way they gather people. It's only for church services. That's what I think is bothering everybody. And Rav Moshe says that's why we don't do it. Which answers up why we have vekers. Now, of course, I've spoken to a few vekers recently. Bachram, who have the job, and they, not knowing we're in the sugya, asked me if it was okay. They have a much better idea. They're going to bring a boombox and start blasting something. So I said, I don't know if that's great for the Tekorim and the Yeshiva. I'm not sure. It depends. Make sure the Anhol is okay with it. And then they said, no, they're just asking the Shai. They want to know, is that an Isser waking up to music? So I told them the camp story. I said, I think it's mutter, but why don't you just go around with a stick or just go around yelling and screaming? He said, I've been doing that, and it's like kind of cumbersome. The church isn't using loudspeakers, although the mosques are big time. You have to spend time in, Arzia Bira and places like that. You hear it all the time. So that would be usher. If I would know chazanis and I would want to start doing for all of Muncie here and start calling people to Shabbos Mincha Maariv like that, I'm sure it would make a lot of news, but it also would probably be an Isser Isser HaKosem L'Saleich at this point. Once they're doing it like that, I'm not nasal enough anyway. I couldn't possibly. I don't know how those guys do that. But that's their way of calling to worship. That's going to be a problem for us. That's the issue. Okay, let's continue. The Ramah, Hagah, Ella, Yehei, Muvdil Mehem, Bambushov, Ubashar, Maisov. That's a pretty strong line. Muvdil sounds like a lot more than just the Pritzis and the Chashash of Arazar, but you look at the next line. We could see it's for pritzis, which takes many forms. Red, so red is still considered, if it's loud enough, again, doesn't mean there is no tam, it means they don't know the tam. There's a chash. Mishum dake amari sheish bo shemetz avodas kalchavim in kishuf or avodazar may avaseim, and they just don't have the messiah. That's why they can't explain it. No, that's the good news. According to most peskim, you can even walk into a mosque. I wouldn't advise it. That's a kind of fashas. That's a different sugya. But technically, if you wanted to go in, Tiflis is a chuvin. He says you can't go into any foreign house of worship. That's a machlekes. It's clearly not avodazar. It's wall to wall carpeting, and they're very strict about that.
If you use it,
but that would still be chukasayim. Remember, chukasayim covers even when it's not strict about azar, but that's their way of worshipping. It's still a foreign religion, it's just not the same severity as the church according to many peskim. Avodavar shenegu, next line, l'ta'eles kegayim. You saw this example, shadakar should call mishu rofe, a doctor, rofe, mumcha, and he wants to put out a shingle. that he knows what he's doing. He knows that a bloodlet or whatever they were doing. Yesh la malbush meyuchud shenikabo shereife uman. I say that because in the Middle Ages they used bloodletting, which might have worked. We don't do it as a matter of course, but there are reports that it might clean up the system. They didn't have too much to offer in terms of the practical, but you still need a doctor. The Gemara says you can't live in a town without a doctor, and the doctor, who already knew what he was doing, wanted to let people know, both for his panosa and for the mitzvah. So they had a special device. They wore this cape, this overcoat, as they still wear today. He's going to give another example, but we're out of time, so we'll pick it up tomorrow night, and then I'll tell you outside about what the Gaon holds about this Ramah. It's a